This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
North Korea destroyed 4 nuclear test sites. Not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4. Now, that original one they were going to do where it was a big media hoopla, I don't recall. I think they said they didn't do it. It was just sort of a, was it a bust? I can't say. But there was no coverage of it. But they've destroyed, unequivocally, we know for a fact, destroyed 4 nuclear test sites. Not a word. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Not a word. Donald Trump does a nuclear summit with North Korea, meets with Kim Jong-un. Immediately, you start seeing the olive branches, and I'm going to tell you some other things that are happening right now in North Korea as well. But the media is not covering it. Why? Because there are children. You know why? Because of the children. Which children? I don't know. The hungry children of Africa. Pick your country. Ethiopia, Rwanda, Chad, Congo. Not those. I'm sorry. It's the Mexican children right now. The Guatemalan children, the El Salvadoran children. It's those children that mean something. Is it your children? Is it all of the children, the 1.6 million children that sleep in the streets or couch hop, have nowhere to sleep in America? Is it the American kids? Is it the tax-paying parents of these kids or the wards of the government that we take care of? Do they care about those kids? Oh, sure, when the time comes. Right now, it's the brown kids. How many clips have you heard of somebody saying, would they do this if they was white kids? I don't know. We'll never probably find out because I don't think we're going to have a run on Swedish children coming to America. But you know what we do have? We have lots of brown countries who want to ship their children to America, the most racist, hated country in the world, and yet brown people come here in droves. You think they're coming because they're going to get democracy? They're going to get the Democrats? No, they're coming here because we are a republic and we have an amazing country. But we're not talking about North Korea destroying 4 nuclear test sites because the kids are so important. The quantity of those kids, the same kids came up from Central America and Mexico years ago during the Obama era. But hey, it wasn't as many, they say. I seem to recall 68,000 kids on the border at one time. Lots of kids behind chain link fences and wrapped in aluminum foil. And what are they? What is the left? They pretend that didn't happen. What are you talking about? They don't know. But now there's a number. I heard Brian Stetzer doing an interview. He's like, well, there's more. There's a bigger number now. What's the number? What is the magic number before you care about them versus not care? Because I have a sneaking suspicion the only reason why the media cares about these kids today is because of the president. And it isn't just that it's the president. It's the president that is a white Republican president. See, if you want to raise an issue to the level where media wants to cover it, you need a white Republican president. And if he happens to be a billionaire that doesn't give a crap, all the better. See, because that means he's going to be effective. Did they say, you want to see affirmative action at play? You're watching affirmative action at play. Because what the media won't tell you is they will give Obama a pass for the same thing that Donald Trump is now involved in. Oh, we can't blame Obama. He was on affirmative action. Consider what I just said. Obama being the affirmative action president. Because all you have to do to connect the dots on this is read between the lines. You don't even have to read between the lines. Look at what Donald Trump has done and what Obama has done. They've mirrored each other. So let me give you an example. So you've got Barack Obama, who issued a Muslim travel ban that actually included more countries than Donald Trump. But the only time the media said anything was when Trump did it. Obama did the identically same thing with the children of illegals. He did it at one point with more kids, but forget what the numbers are. He did identically the same thing with the children of illegals, and he had invited them over. He has the identically same position on protecting our southern border as Donald Trump, and he has publicly said it. You don't have to, it's, Google hasn't even scrubbed these off of YouTube. You can go find Barack Obama saying, we've got to protect our southern border. You can find Chuck Schumer saying it. You can find Nancy Pelosi saying it. You can find Hillary Clinton saying it. So why didn't the media at any point crucify Obama to the level that they are crucifying Donald Trump and his administration, kicking them out of restaurants? Did you ever hear of any administrative, any of the Obama administration getting heckled at restaurants and kicked out because of their position with these kids? Or the Muslim travel ban? Or what they were talking about doing at the border? Anything close? You and I both know the answer to this. The answer is an emphatic no. So, either the media has to admit that they're all in with the Democrats, ergo fake news, which validates Donald Trump, or they must admit that Barack Obama is an affirmative action president, which validates Donald Trump. That's the only answer to this. And actually, the answer is both. See, here's the problem, excuse me, for the left. Trump can't be seen as implementing Obama's words, and I'm using my finger quotes, with action. See, Donald Trump is a man of action. Hasn't that been the case of his presidency thus far? His entire presidency has been one of action. The most productive 500 days, certainly in modern presidential history. The media drones on about, oh, Barack Obama couldn't get anything done because he didn't have a complicit Congress. Donald Trump doesn't have a complicit Congress. He might have more Republicans on his side, technically, you know, the R's on his side. He doesn't have Republicans on his side. People know this. Bob Corker, Jeff Flake, John McCain, I could go on. Murkowski, I'm just saying, he's got congressmen and senators who are as invested in not helping him as anybody else. North Korea destroyed 4 nuclear sites and you haven't heard a word. You should be asking yourself why that is. I'm going to talk more about Obama being an affirmative action president and more about the nuclear, the guys over in North Korea when we get back. Keep it here, folks. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anybody remember the two big disasters that have happened on Donald Trump's watch? Anybody? Okay, let me remind you. Houston was flooded, and Puerto Rico had a hurricane. And you know what? You don't hear anything about either one of them. Houston has recovered. It was probably a storm worse than that of Katrina. Donald Trump put in the troops, boom, boom, bada bing, bada boom. Houston's running on all cylinders. Puerto Rico still got some work to do, but you're not hearing anything about it, are you? What are you not hearing about? Are you hearing much about the Russian investigation? No, you're not. You want to know why people are talking about immigration and these illegal kids and all of them crying and they can't get across the border? It's because the Russian investigation has gone nowhere. In fact, the Russian investigation is going so badly that the only people being investigated are Democrats. So they've got to take your mind off of it. Where are all the naysayers, the detractors? I would love to see what they have to say about this, because I haven't seen nary a peep, as my grandmother would say. Nothing. You hearing anybody talk about trade? You hearing anybody talk about this great economy that we are currently sitting in? You hearing anybody talking about black unemployment? You hearing anybody talking about female employment and the war on women that supposedly exist? What are the Latinos really that upset about immigration? Go do a poll and find out just how upset the Latinos are about immigration. I could go on. Have you heard about this North Korean stuff? I just told you. They destroyed 4 nuclear test sites. But that ain't all, people. The tough talk is ended. The North Korean government is erasing much of its anti-USA propaganda following dictator Kim Jong-un's foray onto the world stage. Remember all the messages these guys would send out? The imperialistic government therefore needs to have a browbeating of the worst kind, publicly done so, you know, whatever. These messages would just be hysterical. We will throw missiles at you and create a surface tension of heat that you will never know to mankind. I mean, these messages were like those two dudes on in Living Color. There would be the two black dudes talking. And the pontification of the manifestation of the miraculously, you know, my brother, it was like that. They were unintelligible. But these guys would constantly, you know, threaten us and talk about how powerful they were and how little the United States was and yada, yada, yada. Here, this is what they say. Gone are the posters depicting the U.S. as a, quote, rotten, diseased pirate nation, end quote, and promising merciless revenge on American forces for an imagined attack on the totalitarian country. This is the stuff that used to permeate North Korea. In place are cheery messages praising and the prospects for Korean reunification. The declaration Kim signed in April, thanks to Donald Trump, with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, promising lasting peace. They've replaced the anti-American rhetoric, the we hate Donald Trump, American imperialistic, they're going to bomb us and kill us with merciless revenge or whatever, with messages of peace and reunification for South Korea. Are you hearing anything about this? Still the most isolated country in the world, I'm reading this. Very few North Koreans have access to news and information from the outside world. So state propaganda plays a huge role in shaping their views. And the state propaganda now has shifted from anti-American sentiment to pro-Korean Peninsula sentiment. A very big first step. Now, I can imagine, I want you to imagine if Barack Obama had presided over this type of thing in North Korea. What would we be hearing about? Would we be hearing about the crying children? No, the affirmative action president, you know what they said about him and his inability to do anything around the world? They made excuses because that's what they were good at. That's exactly what these people understand is nothing more, how to make excuses. So what did they say at the time when Barack Obama couldn't get he did nothing in North Korea for the record. What they said was he couldn't work with North Korea because the South Korean government wasn't the right government. Now, this is one of our best trading partners, a capitalistic society that we had military parked on the parallel, what, the 54th parallel, whatever it is, the border between North and South Korea. And he couldn't get them, he was waiting on the right government for him, right? Then when that didn't work, here's what they said. Kim Jong-un wasn't ready to negotiate. He wasn't of that mindset. Dennis Rodman dared to differ. Dennis Rodman said, that's not true at all. He said, Kim Jong-un was ready. When I went there, he told me, will you go talk to the president and get him to take a listen to what I have to say? And Dennis Rodman said the president of the United States, black baby Jesus Barack Obama, brushed him off. Here's what this article goes on to say. Murals, banners, and posters displayed throughout the capital, Pyongyang, have for decades depicted the United States as a brutal, imperialistic aggressor, hell-bent on destroying the North Korean regime. South Korea and Japan were often frequently targeted as willing allies of the United States. But things have started to take an Orwellian turn in the run-up to Kim Jong-un's 12th summit with President Trump, with old posters vanishing since then. All the anti-American posters I usually see around Kim Ilsung Square, and at shops. They've all just gone, said Rowan Beard, a tour manager at Young Pioneer Tours. In 5 years working in North Korea, I've never seen them completely disappear before. I'm just telling you, folks, this is what's happening in the world. Go do yourself a favor. Get out of the U.S. news for just a minute and go around the world and listen to what they're saying about this president and our approach to world affairs, to foreign affairs. Watch what Austria is doing. Watch what areas of Britain are doing. Watch what France is talking about. Macron acts as if he looks like Donald Trump's baby boy, like his little puppet boy. This is a guy who came out very forceful, wanted to give the hard handshakes and all this other crap, and he's watching his country fall into decay, and now he's looking at things going, whoa, we better take a different look here. I'll tell you something else. I got this tweet on Canada. This is an amazing, let's find that real quick. Canada is in an economic death spiral. Job growth has stalled. Retail market plummeting. Gas prices going crazy. Minimum wage costs 70,000 jobs. Finance minister not seen for months. Trudeau negotiating NAFTA, carbon tax killing economy. The dollar collapsing. We are in big crap. This came from a guy named Bill Tufts, a tweet. A Canadian who's telling you the situation in Canada. Do you think that's happening in the United States? Contrast that with the people who are working with the United States are about to get a boom. The people who are willing to look at our economy and our approach to growing our economy and willing to work with Donald Trump, he will help you build your economy, even at the expense of America, if in the long run it benefits America. But that's where we are, folks. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, by a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld President Trump's travel ban. The president reacted to the ruling.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong. And what we're looking for as Republicans, I can tell you, is strong borders, no crime.
Representative Maxine Waters has been in the news because she's calling for protests of Trump administration officials, and both parties are coming out and speaking on this, including Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan, who says enough is enough.
I think it's inappropriate for any of us to condone any kind of political harassment. I think we've got to start getting to some higher ground here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we're hearing that 17 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration over separation of families at the border. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. I touched this on this story about Sarah Sanders getting kicked out of a restaurant in Lexington, Virginia. And I think it deserves a little bit more attention. Now, what's funny, there were a lot of leftists who were like, well, Kevin, I don't understand why Sarah Sanders, you know, she was a classy lady. She would have never mentioned that that had happened. And I was like, well, spoken like a true lefty. What do you mean? So she shouldn't have mentioned it. She should have just gotten up and walked away. Here's what she said. Last night I was told by the owner of the Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia to leave because I work for at POTUS. And I politely left. Her actions say far more about her than me. I always would do my best to treat people, including those I disagree with, respectfully, and will continue to do so. Now, my first thoughts when I heard this story was, what gall? Talk about not understanding the power of the presidency. Does this owner of this restaurant not know that she could be killed? Sarah Sanders could go whisper in the CIA ear and somebody would just, I mean, do you know the number of ways that you can mess with these people and get killed? I mean, what would Valerie Jarrett have done to this woman if she had said this to one of the Obama staffers? Can I just answer for you? She would have killed that woman. Killed her, D-E-A-D. She'd have killed her. And I'm not talking about putting on a Scottish skirt. I'm talking about would have killed this woman. It turns out, here's more to the story. The owner of the restaurant is a New York transplant to Virginia. If you wonder how these states end up getting purpled and ultimately blue, it's for that reason. These New Yorkers or Californians take their money and they then they end up moving to somewhere that's a red state, and they blew it, purple it, and eventually blew it just like this. Oh, by the way, did I say she was a cousin of Meryl Streep? Yeah. You know, Harvey Weinstein's girlfriend or, you know, protector. Roman Polanski's protector. Charlie Kirk tweeted, could you imagine a Republican restaurant owner telling Josh Earnest or Robert Gibbs to leave a restaurant because they work for Obama? National news. Lawsuit filed. Demonstrations would ensue. Mob forming to boycott and destroy the lives of the owners of that restaurant. Do you know social media on the left is praising? I'll put it to you this way. There isn't a restaurant on the planet that I would condone to tell Josh Earnest or Robert Gibbs, you can't eat here because I disagree with the politics of Barack Obama. There's not one. Can they do it? Absolutely. That's their right. They can do whatever they choose. But I wouldn't be champ. Woohoo! You go, restaurant. Way to go, man. You tell those people who's the boss. They shouldn't be doing this, that, and the other. Barack Obama sucks. I would say, I don't think it's a good move. I don't think it's a good move for a person in the business of serving people to pick sides, to force people to say, I don't want to go to your establishment because I know you hate Trump or I know you hate Obama. I think capitalists should be nondescript. They should just say, come in, enjoy whatever it is that I do. If it's a restaurant, come enjoy our beautiful food. I don't have to like what you, your politics, but I can learn to like you as a human being. This leftist said all that she needed to say with what she did. But I got to tell you, Byron York had something really interesting about this. He said, after recent incidents, some questions. Should a Trump staffer even have a moment's peace? I asked this question of the leftist listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now. By the way, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Should a Trump staffer, anybody that works for the Trump administration, have a moment's peace? What should happen to them? It's kind of like the defense lawyer who has to protect the murderer or the child rapist. You know, should that defense lawyer have a moment's peace? Somebody's got to represent this person. Now, I'm not telling you Trump is in any way, shape, or form bad, but that's what the leftists think about him. But should you be mad at the defense lawyer who is going to defend somebody that you find deplorable? Or do you say that's a person doing their job? And even this, I do not like Barack Obama's policies. My suspicion is I would not like Barack Obama as a person. But if you think for 1 second I would be cheering or telling people, hey, listen, you should discriminate against Obama. Don't let him in your restaurant. That would be, you know, it'll be the right thing to do. There's no way I would do that. Now, I've said many times, if I was a person serving in the military, for example, and Barack Obama said, I'd like for you to, Kevin, can you come to D.C. and get this, you know, you were the most brilliant soldier out there. We'll give you an award. I would say, no, thank you, sir. If you would do me the favor of passing it on to the next president, preferably a Republican, I will reconsider. But I don't want to take that from you. That would be my prerogative. But I certainly would not, under any circumstances, want somebody not to serve this man. But anyway, back to Byron York. He says, should a Trump staffer ever have a moment's peace? But he went on to ask this question. Should a landlord rent to him? I'll ask you this question in this way. Have you been somewhere where you need a service and you go, it's best that I not talk about my political ideology because I don't know what this person is? Do you believe that's ever been one of the things that bothered a leftist? If you were going to get an exterminator and the exterminator says, oh, you know, I'm a staunch Obama supporter, or you saw an Obama sticker on his truck as an example. Would you cancel the order or would you just say, come in, spray my house the best you can, and you wouldn't care? If he was recommended on Yelp as being the best, would you care? I wouldn't. There's a part of me that goes, I don't want to give my business to him, but if that person came highly recommended, I'm not going to say, no, I'm not going to do business with you. I'm going to hope that my life becomes a beacon, and this person says, you know what, I can get along with conservatives. I can get along with pragmatists, people that don't necessarily believe as I believe. Should a landlord rent to him? Talking about rent to a Trump staffer. Should a restaurant serve him? Should a store sell to him? Then we get into some other things. And I bet this has crossed your mind. Should a doctor treat him? Have you been somewhere, I can tell you, point blank, I have thought along the lines of, if something grave happens to me, I'm going to have to make sure that the doctor is a conservative, that the staff are conservatives. I don't want to put my life in the hands of leftists. Y'all think I'm kidding? I'm not. My guys here are like, you know, chuckling. I'm not even playing. I think there are people out there who would like to see me dead. Now, I will tell you this. If I'm a doctor and I'm operating on Obama, I'm going to do the best I can. I don't trust the left. What they're telling you is that they are willing to stop you from having service. Now, the cake guy says, look, you can have anything I serve, but I'm not baking you a wedding cake. That's different. The left, they said, I'm not serving you food. They might as well have had a sign up that said, no blacks, no Republicans. Oh, I added blacks because I want you to get the point. This is Jim Crow, folks. This is 1960s America. And you know who's being discriminated against? Your people. Conservatives. Christian conservatives, probably. But Byron York goes on and asks, should a hotel allow you to stay? Private chain says, oh, no, Sarah Sanders, you can't stay here. You work for Trump. Should a club let him or her in? No, we don't allow your kind in here. What should Sarah Sanders do? Should she sue? Should she make a big stink? I think she should. D'Souza says, you're too nice. Call a press conference, file a civil rights complaint, make them pay so others don't treat others that way. By the way, if you want to call the Red Hen, I'm going to give you the number. It's 540-464-4401. I suggest you call them and be nice and say, look, I think your policy was discriminatory. It harkens back to the days of not wanting blacks to come into your establishment. You should be ashamed of yourselves. That's what I would say. But again, that number is 540-464-4401. This is discrimination, folks. No matter how you slice it, the left condone it. See, these are the very same people that if their faction took over this country, they would kill you and rationalize it by saying that was the dregs of our society. They want to tell you you're Hitlerian. They're worse than Hitlerian. They're all of the worst parts of human nature combined into one. You're looking at it front and center. That's why I wanted to cover this Sarah Sanders thing a little bit more. I wanted to put it in a little different perspective.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Former President Barack Obama's cyber chief confirming that he was told to stand down in response to Russian meddling.
But as far as your cyber response, you were told to stand down. Is that correct?
We were. Those actions were put on the back burner, yes.
That order coming directly from then National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Michael Daniel said he recommended a full range of actions to, quote, impose costs on the Russians, but those offers weren't accepted.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Do we even know the context of that at this point? They gave a stand down order, but what's that mean? I mean, I'm going to give you some more information about it, but here's what I'm saying. You don't know what it means with Barack Obama. Was he standing down because he wanted to start spying on Trump? Was he standing down because, as Michael Daniel said, he says it's a bigger context. He says it's an accurate rendering of the conversation at the staff meeting, but the larger context is something that we can discuss in a classified session. So apparently he's saying, well, he gave the stand down order and I was upset, but in the bigger context it made sense. Well, what was the bigger context? And who are you, Michael Daniel? Are you part of the deep state? Are you a deep state swamp rat? That's what I'd like to know. I haven't researched this guy at all, but I'll tell you this. There's nobody that I have confidence in the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, that I would say is pro-American. They were all ideologues, leftist ideologues at that. And what I want in government is the only ideologues I want in government are ideologues that say we will protect this country and the people who fund it. That would be us, the taxpayers. I'll settle for that as an ideologue. I don't care what your party affiliation is. I mean, Democrat, Republican, Independent. I care if it's communist. But outside of that, I don't care. As long as you care about how this country is established, which is a democratic republic, and you will protect that document that we call the Constitution, I have no problem with you. I don't care what's after your name. As I said many times, if Barack Obama had proved himself to be a rock star versus an affirmative action president, who, by the way, failed it even with the affirmative action, the curving of his grade, I would have no problem with this. If he were good, he wasn't. If Trump sucked, I'd tell you. I would tell you to your face. I would come on this radio program right now and say, boy, did we screw up with the businessman? But we didn't. Donald Trump's a rock star at any level. And trust me, folks, when I tell you this, even the people out there know it. Those leftists know it. They're screeching. They're full of venom and vitriol, and they're vile people. Let me think of one other word. They're vehemently opposed to us. And all because we got it right, they got it wrong. It's really that simple. And what we're going to learn about these people over the next year is going to blow your mind, particularly once we win the election on November the 2nd of this year. It's going to blow your mind. The things that are going to leak out. It's already starting. What's the context of this stand down order? No idea. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. It's going to make it difficult for Mueller. It really will. Because And as I've asked, I asked this earlier in the broadcast, where is Mueller? Why aren't we hearing more about Mueller? The Democrats were all over Mueller, Russian collusion. Maxine Waters wants to impeach now, not because of the Russians, but because of the Charons, the little Charons. That's children for you white folks. Yeah, the little children on the border are the reason why Maxine Waters has shifted her impeachment speech. Mm-hmm. More Mueller transparency. Let me talk to you about this for a second. In new text, Sally Moyer said, F Trump. She currently works on the Robert Mueller team. Are you aware of this? Yeah. You can call and demand her removal. I'm going to give you the phone number, 202-353-1555. And while you're doing it, you should demand the end of the Mueller investigation, because let me tell you, her text, she is, I don't know how you feel about this, if this is a conflict of interest for the left, but from where I sit, from this vantage point, from my high perch, I say Sally Moyer shouldn't be on that team. F. Trump. Those are texts that the IG discovered that came from her. She is prominently placed on an investigation that supposedly is going to tie Donald Trump to the Russians. I bet it will, Sally. Hey, oh, Sally. This is not how... What's don't you think I want someone to talk to or text to? Sally Moyer. Another scoundrel of the left. Another scoundrel. Look, what do these people have to do to tell you they don't like you? They don't want you in their restaurants. They don't want you in their places of business. They want you arrested if you don't believe in climate change. They want you arrested if you won't say the right pronoun when you're talking to one of their LGBT freaks. They just what more can they tell you that there's a civil war going on in this country? People, we're going to be in the midst of a civil war. Hey, wake up, people on the right, conservatives, pragmatists, maybe Republicans. Let me tell you, you've been in a civil war for decades. You just didn't know. You've been getting that booty kicked and didn't even know it. Now, that either means you're really tough or it means you're a real chicken because you've been getting your butt kicked. New reports of DOJ FBI compliance with document requests are not accurate. This is according to a gentleman by the name of Mark Meadows. While they have turned over additional documents, the new documents represent a small percentage of what they owe. So this idea that they're being forthcoming is a lie. Now, I don't know why Sessions isn't turning this stuff over. Maybe just playing CYA because he doesn't want to get his, you know, nipple in a pickle. Maybe it's because Rosenstein is heading it up. I don't know. All I know is we aren't getting answers. But as I said to you guys before and earlier, it's the journey, folks. The destination's coming. Can you take a moment and enjoy this ride? Let's begin at the beginning, okay? Your journey began on November the 8th of 2016. You had the most jubilant time of your adult life, outside of marriage or kids, you know, having kids or grandkids, or maybe hitting the lotto. You celebrate it like it was 1999, to quote Prince, and it was the best day in a long time. Probably a shock to most of you. It wasn't to me. But when it was confirmed, I was jubilant. Jubilant. And let me tell you something. I'm not going to let anything interfere with that. There's a reason to be jubilant. One, Hillary Clinton's buttocks do not sit in the presidential chair. She has not taken one single picture from the Oval Office that's legit. That means she's actually the president of the United States. If that doesn't give you something to celebrate, shame on you. And you know what's happened since then? All the attacks, no matter what the attacks on Trump are attacks on you. And you know what you've done? You have strengthened your resolve. You want to feel good about something? Give yourselves a pat on the back. Give yourselves a hand. I don't care what it takes for you to get excited about you, but get excited about you because you've done a ton. What did you do? You started this manufacturing revolution that's now coming back into the United States. You did it. Because Donald Trump said, I'm going to reduce taxes, I'm going to save carrier, and I'm going to show you guys how to get this done. And you said, go for it, man. You didn't back away. They fought him tooth and nail. The tax cuts, it'll be Armageddon, blah, blah, blah. And you said, go forth and conquer, Donald Trump. That's what we put you in there for, because your resolve had been tested decades before. And you finally said, enough is enough. And you backed your man. And he did it. Even these mealy mouse pansies. Careful, Kevin. These Republicans backed this play. And you know what happened? You got an economy that's booming. But more importantly, you have a world that's listening. When the oil prices started shooting up, Donald Trump reached out to OPEC and said, hey, I need you to produce a million more barrels of oil so we can get this in check. And you know what they did? They did it. The Saudis, whomever, they did it because they want to be part of the American economy. I talked earlier about a tweet from Bill Tufts, and I'm using Canada as an example. He says, Canada's in an economic death spiral, job growth stalled, retail market plummeting. That's a real big sign right there. Gas prices going crazy. Minimum wage cost, 70,000 jobs. Now, that's not a big country. 70,000 jobs is a lot. Finance minister not seen for months. Trudeau negotiating NAFTA's carbon tax killing economy. Dollar is collapsing. We are in big kimchi. We are in deep doo-doo. That's what they're saying. You're not hearing that about America. You're hearing quite the opposite. We're doing quite well. As I said, enjoy this ride because you're going to find out about all these crooks that are working for Mueller and a host of other things that validate you. Feel good about yourselves.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.